ever thought, what is a professional? Probably not. Here at the Professional by Choice podcast, we interview professionals of all types. C-suite executives, entrepreneurs, social workers, accountants, athletes, you name it. We get the privilege of hearing their stories and figuring out just what makes them a professional in their field. You're listening to the Professional by Choice podcast. And now, here's your host, Chris Molina.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, welcome back. And if you noticed, last week we did not have a PBC podcast released. And that was because of a couple of things, but mainly because I was doing a bit of traveling. And so, last week I was traveling, actually the week before that, I had some speaking engagements going on, and I also had the privilege of going to the Smoky Mountains up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee with a bunch of my friends. So that's where I was, and we didn't release one because I really wouldn't have had the opportunity to release it in the way that I would have wanted to, in the way that we normally do. So that's why we didn't have it. We're back, and we generally don't try to miss a week. So getting into the topic of our podcast today, if you're wondering, what the heck does the title of this podcast mean, or what is this podcast all about? Well, today I want to talk about luck. And not the concept of luck, or whether luck is actually a thing. What I'm talking about is the perception of luck, and how we sometimes negatively use that label to describe successful people across all disciplines. And so what am I talking about? If you're not clear, think about a time that you've looked at someone successful, a professional, a winner, somebody that's doing very well for themselves, and think about a time where you maybe thought, or somebody next to you, around you, thought that that person really didn't work that hard to get where he or she is. Maybe you even muttered the phrase, "Oh, must be nice to have that high-paying job," or "She is so lucky because she has XYZ," whatever it is. That's the type of quote-unquote luck that I'm talking about. Now, I'll bet if you ever had a chance to tell that successful person and talk to them, and you told them, "Hey, I think that luck has had a lot to do with where you are in life," I would bet money that their response, at least in their head, would be, "Do you know what I've been through?" And they would say that because you, or whoever's calling them lucky, most likely only is looking at a quick snapshot of them. And you don't really know what they've done or what they've been through. And that's not a very mindful way of looking at people, or just looking at life in general. And a really good analogy for this one is about trees. And you really shouldn't judge a tree by just the branches and the leaves and the flowers. You should also judge it based on its roots. And not just the roots, but also the struggle that the roots had to go through to get to wherever they are. And also how long that tree took to become a tree. And if you've ever come across a sidewalk that has come into contact with the roots of a tree, then you know what I'm talking about whenever I'm talking about the struggles that the roots had to go through. And it's kind of crazy to think about, because if you know what I'm talking about, and if you don't, do a quick Google search of roots through sidewalk. Go to images and you'll see it. But it's kind of crazy to think that those roots, those small roots, can cut straight through concrete over periods of time. And the same way that those big trees have roots that can crack through solid concrete over long periods of time, people don't get to where they are just overnight. It takes time. And so you or anybody absolutely can be that CEO, that CFO, that entrepreneur, that professional athlete, whatever it is. You can definitely be there, but you can't have it at 23 years old. It takes time. And a quote that comes to mind when talking about this type of thing deals with winners and losers. And the quote is that a winner is really just a loser that tried that one extra time. And that tells you something about successful people, people that win, people that you consider professionals in their field. Winners are the exact same as losers. They just tried that one extra time. It's not luck. It's persistence, preparation, and putting yourself out there and being comfortable with meeting any and every opportunity. And if you're a sports fan, you obviously know who Michael Jordan is. And honestly, you don't have to be a sports fan to know who Michael Jordan is. But there's a quote and a story that goes around about him in high school. And the quote is, or the story, paraphrased, is that he tried out for his high school basketball team and he was cut. And people like to use that as a motivation for persisting and just sticking to it, because even Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, got cut. That's not really true. He did get to play in high school. He played basketball in high school. What is true is that he tried out for varsity in high school, and he did not make varsity when some of his peers did. He was a sophomore, and he tried out for varsity, and it's not a normal thing, at least it wasn't in his school, for sophomores to be in varsity. But he tried out for it, and he was in the top 10 players in the entire high school. He was really good, but he was only 5'11". And his team, at that time, had a height problem that they were trying to fix. And so the coaches left him on the JV squad, the junior varsity squad, when even another classmate that was a sophomore of his, or a sophomore in that class and was a classmate of his, was taken over him. And that was because he was 6'7", his buddy, when he was only 5'11". And so over the next three decades until even after he stopped playing basketball, I'm sure, he used that as motivation. And it goes to show that somebody with that much skill and that much dedication, even they have roadblocks. They have speed bumps. And it doesn't happen overnight. And even whenever Michael Jordan started in the NBA, he wasn't winning championships as soon as he got there. All that fame that we look at did not happen overnight. And so lastly, the last thing that I want to talk about and the last quote that I really love, and I think it's so true, is that luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. I say that again, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And one story that, if you know me, you might know it, but that I love talking about because it was one of the most fun times in my life. And I had so many, have so many stories from this adventure. And so I was at Purdue University, and I was sitting outside of my business writing class, and my phone buzzes, and I pick it up even though I didn't know the number, and it was a recruiter. It was a recruiter that was talking to me about contract work for the Marine Corps. And I've gotten a couple of these phone calls before, and I've gotten some emails after getting out of the Marine Corps. And sometimes a lot of times, they're not as good as they seem to be. And so I told him to send me an email and I'll look into it. Long story short, I ended up taking the offer. It was a 6-month offer to basically be on a ship and manage all the supplies on the ship. And it was the USNS Sacagawea. And so I stopped going to school for 2 months or for 2 semesters. And I did this contract work. And this contract work, I told you, it had me on a boat. And while on that boat, I got to sail from Jacksonville, Florida, through the Gulf of Mexico, through the Panama Canal, which was really cool, sailing through the Panama Canal, much less just looking at it and being able to see it. Sailing through it was amazing. I got to sail through the Panama Canal and across the entire Pacific Ocean. And we stopped at, we stopped in Hawaii, stopped in Okinawa, Japan, stopped in Saipan, and stopped in the Philippines. And I was paid to do all of these things for 6 months. It was amazing. I mean, it's hard to complain about being paid to go to all these tropical islands and then have the experience of going sailing through the Panama Canal and sailing across the entire Pacific Ocean. I will say one thing. Whenever I knew I was going to do this and I was there and I was jumping on the boat, we're going to go through. We got through the Panama Canal. We're on our, like, it was 22 days that we did not see land. And I thought that we're probably going to see some, like, cool whales and some dolphins and some other things. We saw nothing. At least I didn't see anything. It was probably the, if I'm going to pick and choose and nitpick at a really awesome experience, that's one thing that I didn't really get to see. I think I saw or I heard some dolphins at night whenever I went outside because it is pitch black out there if you're in the middle of the ocean. So I got to hear some dolphins, but didn't see any anything else really. I got to see some of those fish that like jump up out of the water and they have their fins and it looks like they're flying fish. Got to see a couple of those, but nothing else really. But getting back to it, so I got to do that, and that was really, really awesome. Whenever I tell that story to people, I can imagine that a reaction to it might be, wow, that was really awesome, and maybe in the back of their heads, that guy is lucky as hell. I'd love to do that. I'd love to do those types of things or travel. Must be nice to be able to travel and to have those stories. Well, that didn't just happen because the recruiter happened to have my number. The recruiter actually, in his database, had my resume. And this was in 2012. I got out of the Marine Corps 2011. And in 2008, I was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood. And I was going to school at the time, to college, after whenever I had off time. I would try to go to college to keep up and so that I can get a degree one day. And so I was doing all those things, and one thing that they would promote is a job fair, and they would have job fairs every now and again on the base, and they always encouraged service members to do it, because at some point in your life, even though you're in the military now, you might not be in the military later. It's almost a 100% chance that you're not going to be in the military over time, because everybody has to get out at some time. And you're going to have a resume. You're going to have to know how to talk to recruiters and all that. And so even though I was not looking for another job, I wasn't looking for a job. I didn't need to go to the career fair because I wasn't looking at separation. I wasn't planning on getting out of the Marine Corps at that time. And I didn't for 3 years or until 3 years after that. I still went. And I doctored up my resume. I got it all looking nice. I got it critiqued by many people. I changed it. I went to the job fair and I talked to every single person. I had my elevator pitch ready. I worked on my elevator pitch. I talked to each person. And I wasn't looking for a job, but I knew that this was something that I needed to be good at in the future. And one of those companies was the company that ended up calling me 4 years later for an opportunity that got me on a boat, and I got to sail across the entire world and got me paid for it. So that was preparation at that point for me. I was prepared and I did all that work. And the opportunity happened 4 years later. And so it's not so much luck as it is being prepared and making sure that whenever you have that opportunity that you are prepared. And that's also another reason why it doesn't really have to do with luck, but one reason why I always tell people, give your resume to whoever the heck will take it. You never know what's going to come of it. You never know 4 years down the line, 5, 6, 7 years down the line, what doors are going to swing open that you didn't even know were there. And if your resume or who you are, if people don't know you, and if your resume is not in the right place, then you're probably going to miss that opportunity. So give your resume to whoever will take it, because you never know. And so that's a perfect example, in my eyes, of what the phrase means. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. And so when what people see, and it, what I strongly believe is when what people see when they call someone lucky because they're successful, is actually hard work. It's actually preparation. It's actually persistence and a willingness to meet all opportunities, all in any opportunity that comes along the way. And so if you have any thoughts on this, any thoughts on preparation, on opportunities, on luck, and what it means, feel free to drop me a line. You can go to professionalbychoice.com, go to the contact section, and just let me know if you have any thoughts, because I love hearing about it. And as always, thank you for listening, and definitely don't forget to rate and write a review on iTunes. The ratings and reviews really help promote the podcast to other people that probably would like it. And so again, thank you guys, and I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to this PBC podcast. If you liked what you heard, leave a review for future listeners and let us know what you thought of this episode. We would love to hear from you. You can also head over to professionalbychoice.com to be kept up to date on our new episodes released every Monday. The ball is now in your court. How are you choosing to be a better professional each day?